Trump, we used FEMA money Biden allocated for luxury housing for illegals in NYC to construct alligator Alcatraz. By Hannah Knudsen on July 1, 2025. The government used FEMA money allocated by the Biden administration to house illegal migrants in luxury hotels in New York City to construct alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades. President Donald Trump said Tuesday during a roundtable discussion after touring the facility. Trump toured the existing Miami-Dade Collier training facility, which has, in 8 days, been transformed into a detention center designed to process, detain, and deport illegal migrants with approval and cooperation from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. It's a great honor to be deep in Florida, the Florida Everglades, to open America's newest migrant detention center. Incredibly built, and you're seeing that yourself, Trump said, kicking off the roundtable discussion. Watch, self-deport, or go to Alligator Alcatraz. That's why I said, let the press join us on our walk so they can see what's happening. It's known as Alligator Alcatraz, which is very appropriate because I looked outside. And that's not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon, the president joked. But very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet, he said, reminding people of the landscape they are surrounded by. 10 miles of Everglades surround every side of the facility. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland. And the only way out is really deportation. And a lot of these people are self-deporting back to their country where they came from, Trump said. Quite a few were amazed at actually the number we took the FEMA money that Joe Biden allocated to pay for the free luxury hotel rooms, where he's paying hundreds of millions of dollars in New York City. And we used it to build this project, Trump told reporters. And Ron, it was just a little fraction of that money, the money they spent on that project, he added. Trump drove this point home during his campaign, reminding Americans that illegal migrants were being housed in luxury hotels, at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer. As Breitbart News reported. Indeed, in May 2023, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., revealed that half of all hotels across the city at the time, including many luxury hotels, were housing tens of thousands of migrants. Almost 50% of those hotel rooms are taken up by migrant asylum seekers that we are paying for, Adams said. So instead of monies coming from people who are visiting us and spending in our tourism, in our Broadway plays, instead of them using those hotels, we are using those hotels. In May, the New York Times reported that so many migrants are living in hotels in New York City that the price of hotel rooms has skyrocketed. Alligator Alcatraz is ready to roll and expected to begin the intake of migrants as early as today. Watch the presser below.